All Eyes on Fishing with Mitch Peterson, Josh Sheldon, and Brad Qualley, leading you to the next level.
Hey everybody, welcome back to All Eyes on Fishing. Tonight's episode, we're going to talk about the state of fishing. What is that? The state of fishing. Well, it's
So in light of the State of the Union address.
Yeah, State of the Union, it's the state of the fishing address. This came to us too, is where do we think the industry is?
Where's it going?
It's
changing. It's crazy.
This is just three guys' opinions, right? But we've been doing it for a little bit now. All Eyes have been around for 2.5 years or so. And we did some, before we started doing this, we did some
Pro staff stuff
and how we got into that and some of the pitfalls of that, some of the good things from that, right? But where is it at now? The way we see it, right? I mean, this, I'm sure we're going to get a lot of guys that are going to email us regarding the way they see it, but that's perfect because we want to learn what you have to offer too.
It's another concept, I think, podcast, and you know, like we did with Catch and Release, right? This is just a discussion. It's an open dialogue. You know, whether you agree or disagree, it's not about bashing or anything else. It's just a dialogue on what we see, right? Because I think there's some parts of this. Of the fishing industry where I'm like, this is fake and ridiculous. And then there's other parts where I'm like, yeah, this is pretty cool. Like we could really, really get into like, wow, it's going in a fun direction. Like, and it's a direction where the common guy can get his word out.
It's kind of what we know going in the common direction because we've done some of the typical stuff in the past and it kind of was stagnant for us. It was still fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's hard. So I think a good place to start is there's a division. And anybody that's been in the sport for a little while will know there is the bass world and then there is the other world. Like there's not a walleye world and then there's not a fly fishing world. There is bass and there is other. And saltwater and everything falls into that because bass is so big. And bass has and you guys, if you don't know this, you're just getting into it. The bass market takes up the majority of available sponsor money for the entire country.
Well, at least for us and
almost anybody.
I understand what you're saying, but fishing. I can't speak for those in South Carolina. I mean, I'm just saying what we've dealt with.
Right, but I mean, that's just a common fact is that a lot of sponsor money, a lot of places ship a lot of their money to the bass industry because it is such a big industry.
It is a big. All the Facebook posts, a lot of them are bass.
It's ridiculous, and probably 4 or 5 years ago, I read this article, and I don't remember the numbers, so don't get me wrong. But, I mean, we're talking millions of bass anglers in America. And guess what the number two sought-after sport fish is?
Walleye.
Yep. But we're talking half.
Yes.
Half
the
numbers.
Substantially less.
Yes. So then you throw in all your crappies and everything else in there.
Crappie and redfish. And you got the redfish tour. And then you do, you know, these guys that do the catfishing stuff. And, you know, so there's a... There is a big disparity between bass and walleye. So when you are coming into the industry, and let's say, for whatever reason, right, you have people that think they're great tournament fishermen, and I've won a couple of tournaments. I'm going to go get sponsored. Good luck. Like, awesome. Go do it. But it takes a lot more than just being a good tournament fisherman to go get sponsored. And I think that's part of this is that there are plenty of companies out there that'd be happy to sign you up and give you a discount, but that's not really what we're talking about. Being a product ambassador is cool, but that's not really being a sponsored fisherman. That's getting, you know, some product to help you out at a lower cost, but that's not somebody paying your entry fees.
It's cool though. I mean, some people want to do that.
But that's all part of the industry.
There's a progression
right?
of it.
Yeah.
It's different levels, I think, is what it is.
For sure. And
we actually have a blog on this that's, or we did, right?
We do. I can put it back out. I think I still have it saved. I'll have to see. It was on our first webpage.
Yeah, because Steve Sheldon, he is Cabela's pro staff, and he wrote a great one. He wrote one on catching a sponsor.
Yes.
So
catch and keep a sponsor.
Yes. So that's actually really good, and it's got a lot of information on on what he did to be successful, because right. he's actually been, I don't know how long he's been fishing, but in the tournament world, he's been at it a lot less than us. And he really, him and John really did well for themselves mm-hmm. at the beginning. All started with boats, with Lowe's.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And, but he was able to market himself. And I think
he's very good at that. Very good at
but
that.
He's super a great nice guy. Yeah, you bet. He will talk to everybody.
And this isn't going to be a podcast just on sponsor stuff. So don't worry about that. We're going to talk about the whole state of fishing. But as you start to talk about it, it seems like to me, everybody's, well, kind of coming in with an angle.
We got a lot of questions. Hey, how do I get sponsored?
We do. And we've had, you guys need to do a podcast on how do you do this. And I think to be completely honest, we're still figuring all that out too. I mean, we're not a Kevin Van Dam or a, you know, or a Mike Iaconelli or a Kavais and Parsons or a Corey Springle. We're not, you know, we don't have those huge wrap boats and all that stuff. We just, it's a thing that's always evolving, and we're trying to figure it out too. And to be honest, none of us are spring chickens, right? And we're not in our 20s or early 30s trying to figure this out in social media. I mean, we have kids. Our kids are telling us how to do social media. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that is where we are. We are trying to keep up with the time. And
well, I remember about a year and a half ago, ourselves. My son was like, hey, you guys need to be on Reddit. And I'm like, read what?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've never read that.
We got to read what?
Do what? No, yeah.
Reddit.
Yeah.
And we tried that and we
that
suck
was no,
at
yeah,
it.
Was
so
no
now
good.
We,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I bet
good.
It could be good, but we suck at
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a different generation. They don't like us too much, but, but it's stuff like that, you know, where I think, and I look at it and I think the industry itself is going in several different directions, some of which are fairly phony. And I think are very, it reminds me of like old school beer commercials and stuff like that, where if you have the pretty girl with the great body wearing not much and she poses with a fish, man, she's in, right? She's in, she's all over the place. That is, I mean, that's it, right? And they're making names for themselves based on basically kind of that model look. And then you have people who market themselves different and they are, just from, let's say, the right place. Let's say they're in a part of Canada where there's not a lot of people that are a personality and go out there and put themselves out there. That's a totally different person. But I think the interesting piece is that you're seeing all those different pieces because of social media, as where in the past, you got two or three shows on cable TV on Saturday mornings, and that was your... That was your standard.
It was.
You know, it was the Linders, you know, you watched In Fisherman, mm-hmm. And that was your biggest walleye, northern, Midwest, kind of Great Lakes type show. And then you had all the bass guys, Jimmy Houston, Bill Dance.
All those. That's
know,
what
Shaw
you watched
Grigsby,
all the time. All of those.
Right? Yep. But it was all mostly bass. And
so
then
now, outside of the Outdoor Channel, though, think about how much fishing do you see on ABC, NBC, CBS?
Every once in a while, you'll see the Bassmaster Classic
something,
or some, or the
yeah.
Elite Series.
So to me, it shows that it's going away from TV.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going way away from TV. I mean, I think you're right. I think you can reach
because everybody
so many
can
more
shoot their own
media.
Stuff on
Absolutely.
Social media now. Yeah. Right?
Well, YouTube's yeah. taking it over. I mean, so a great example is we have a local guy here, and we'll give him a shout out. So Chad LeChance with Fishful Thinker, right? Chad does a great show. He's
got
been
a
on
great
forever.
Show.
He's been forever. He's really a very localized personality where a lot of people know who he is.
He's a cool dude.
Yep. And they have had he's been on Altitude Sports. The local cable channels have gotten into it with Altitude Sports and not paying for them. So I have noticed Chad is, you know, pushing it over. Hey, all these episodes you can't see are now on YouTube. So if you look up Fishful Thinker on YouTube, he's got all his episodes out there. Mm-hmm. So Chad is migrating into, you know, oh no, my vehicle just got, you know, slammed shut.
Yeah.
And so now I'm going to push it on YouTube. And he's talking about starting a podcast and things like that. That's what social media gives you. I think that's the key to the state of the union is, you know, the state of fishing is, man, social media is changing the game.
Some of the things we've learned doing social media, because I'll be honest, 2.5 years ago, I don't remember when we started. Let's just say 2.5 years ago. We were just recording our podcast holding a phone in front of us. We just decided to do it one night when we were having a couple beers. And because we were just talking fishing. Yep. That's when we get together, that's all we do is talk fishing. That fishing or football, because we all coach football too. But so it's one or the other.
Right.
And there's not a big market for talking youth football. So there's, and we didn't know where the market was for fishing, but it was something we all have enjoyed doing. If you've listened to some of our other podcasts, we've been doing this since we were little kids, like a lot of our listeners out there. But we quickly learned the power of social media because we just went to Facebook at first. And yeah, we put out our podcasts on Facebook. Got put in jail a couple times from the Facebook police. I don't know what that was because we didn't.
We still don't know. Yeah. We still don't know.
So, yeah, if someone knows the answer to that.
Yeah. But, ooh, you showed a picture of a walleye. Off to jail you go.
So, but that made us think, okay, we can't put it on Facebook. We can advertise on Facebook that we have a podcast. So we went with Podbean. We did a lot of research, came up with Podbean, we taped two or three of them. Put a couple of them out there, and I'm telling you, they were low quality. Wind,
It's terrible. No beginning, no end, no music.
We were doing it just for us to do it for fun. You know what I mean? So it really didn't.
Well, do you remember why? So we'd go to these tournaments, and we would sit around on Thursday night or Friday night, whatever we chose to eat with guys, you know, with this group of guys that we would fish with, and we'd all start talking. Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, man, you guys should, you know. I learned more sitting around talking to you guys on Thursdays and Fridays than I do any other time during these tournaments. I like the Thursday and Friday nights of the tournaments more than I do anything else. So I thought, why not record that? And I think that is the format that has made us successful. I think that's what draws people in. Mm-hmm. And you're right. I mean, you know, sitting out on the boat with Nick, we take Nick out fishing, not because he can fish good, but because we wanted to pick his brain on social media, you know?
Sorry, Nick. How do we do this now? Hey, real quick, son.
So, Nick, what do you think about this? You know?
Well, so, it's funny how you bring up social media and the changes, you know, even for us that we've kind of seen. But really, social media is a big changer. And I'm talking just every Joe Blow angler out there. I mean, it's kind of changed to me anyway, just my observation from I love to go fishing and I love to catch fish. I love to maybe miss a couple, you know, and the challenge of getting them and all that and the good times I have with my buddies and sure the sunset and all that business. Right. But now it seems like, if I don't catch a fish to get a picture of it so I can post it on my Facebook page, it was a failed mission.
Right.
You know, so that's a whole nother change to our fishing industry, I think, how people are just, you know, really wrapped up in showing that they're successful.
Right, right.
There's a lot of guys out there that do that are very good fishermen, whether that's the Bass World, Walleye, Northern, whatever.
Yeah, they can straight up fish.
They can. And they post them on Facebook, right? Then you see it. And people like it, and then the next day you don't see it anymore, right? Right. So that's the avenue for guys that are thinking of, hey, you know what? Me and my buddies go out and do this, or I do it by myself or whatever, and you really want to start getting yourself out in the industry. I think what we've learned, we made a lot of mistakes, and I'm sure we're going to make a lot more.
Yeah.
But I think it's just being consistent and being true to what you do. We've had people approach us for different advertising and things, and we've kind of pushed away from that because it's not always what we believe in, right? So one of the ways that we've decided to help this, because it gets it's very time consuming now to where we're at, is that we started doing the Next Level.
Yep.
I mean, it's just another avenue. The Next Level is a paid podcast that we do an hour long that ends up being more in depth. It covers a lot more of what questions people have asked us. And some of the shorter podcasts are just that. It's just us talking fishing like a bunch of guys sitting around a campfire or out on the lake in the boat. Well, and all of them are informational, but that's how we've kind of developed or progressed, I should say, over the last 2.5 years to where it's making some money to help cover the expenses. Right.
That's a great point you brought, because we've had people ask us, well, why don't you guys do it longer? Or, you know, I really could go for it longer. And I'll tell you, be honest with you guys, we really didn't have a time limit that we ever set. And some of them would be a little longer, some of them would be a little shorter. And I'll never forget the pushback. If we went much over 20, 25, 30 minutes, we would get people that would just send us nasty. I ain't got no time for that. I remember that one guy from South Dakota. Remember him? Mm-hmm. And what had happened is it wasn't actually that long. It had uploaded twice on accident. I don't know how. It was a glitch in the system. And it said 65 minutes. And he didn't download it. He didn't listen to it. He didn't anything. He just sent us this nasty message. 65 minutes? Who got time for that? And that was it. Done.
That's his best North Dakota accent.
No, it wasn't North Dakota.
South Dakota, but it was.
Well, you should have seen. I mean, judging by the picture of the guy, I was like, that's how he's got to sound. But he was just a grumpy old man. And it was interesting to see that we would get pushback if we're much more than, you know, guys wanted that ride to work or that ride home. And that's what they wanted to, you know, I can listen 20, to it.
25 minutes from going to work.
Or going to work or whatever, throw it in and listen to it. So that's how it ended up like that. And the only reason we don't do it every day, which we would love to, is, you know, we all have jobs and other lives. So, right. You know, this is something we do at night and in what we now call Walleye One and do it. But that is a great example of how this has progressed for us. And the other part is, and I think it's important for everybody to know, like you guys brought up, right? Or Mitch, you said it, but you go out fishing, and if I don't get a picture to show everybody on Facebook what I did, then it seems that is the great part about the three of us is how many times do we go fishing where at the end of the night we look at each other and go, you dumbass, we didn't get one picture. Not one picture. Can you believe we didn't get one picture? And we all laugh because it's funny, but.
And how many times do we go out, okay, hey, we need to take at least five pictures.
Yeah, at least five. And then we all get up like, God. Yeah, you start catching fish, you get into it, and then it becomes, well, which one of us is going to be the fool that sits down his rod to go pick up a camera?
No.
Not me.
No. Hey, you guys want to, you know, I'll videotape you. How about no?
Yeah.
How about no?
Yeah.
I am fishing because if I don't and you guys catch fish, I won't hear it. I mean, all I'll do is hear about it the next.
I'm three down already. There's no way I'm filming you. You must be out of your mind. You film me. You're three up.
You're not catching anything.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's true. So right along those lines. How about the guys that hold up an obvious 21.5-incher and other 5-pounder?
Yeah.
Is 26.5
That's
incher.
That's Josh.
Oh, shut up.
Well, Josh is a big dude, so sometimes it kind of does
He's
show that.
He's not that big. Big head.
Come on, give me a break, right? Yeah. And we all know it. But, okay, it's just on the flip side. I have no problem just kind of grinning like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
And flipping up to the next one, right?
Yep.
I don't know. How many guys are out there that just can't let it go? Like,
dude,
that's 20. Yeah. Here we go.
Sauger, not a walleye.
Yep. And guarantee
you're like, oh, geez, who cares?
I'll guarantee you that, 80% of those guys, they don't fish.
Yeah.
Hardly at all.
No.
So they have no leg to stand on.
Right.
It's funny you say that because I saw one the other day, a guy, I don't know if you saw this through the ice, he put PB, personal best, and he said 36-inch walleye.
Yeah,
I was like,
that hole is,
that
hole
thing is like
24
tops. It was a nice fish, but it's like, no, dude.
Yeah.
But I didn't comment. God, he was getting roasted. I was like, I feel bad for this.
Yeah.
He needs a tape for Christmas.
Swipe up. Well, but see, I think that's part of it, you know, is.
I think people feel pressured sometimes to say it's bigger.
Well, and then they get hammered, like we talked about with the catch and release episode that we did a few weeks ago. Is, you know, some guy puts it up there, and if there's a yellow stringer or blue stringer through that fish's mouth, people are on them, you know. And it's like, well, hey, listen, some of these guys, they may only go 4 or 5 times a year,
if that.
So I think that's part of it. But the other part, which I think is, you know, there's got to be some tact, right? Like, there's got to be some tact in all of this. There's got to be some. I can't stand it on Facebook where I'll get friend requests, and the second I accept their friend request, they're asking me to like a page of theirs. And I'm like, look, dude, if the only reason you want to be my friend is because you want me to like your garbage, no thanks. I mean, and it's not bad. It's not vindictive. It's not any of that. But it's like, you know, do you want to be my friend because we have something in common? And you like all eyes, or you think it's pretty cool, you like the pictures, you've seen us on the, you know, and a big shout out to Bay of Quint walleye page, one of the best pages out there, right? Along with Lance Valentine's page and all those. But you've seen him on one of those pages, and, you know, that's the deal. And, you know, no, it's because you saw me holding a fish in my profile picture and you want me to like your page. And then for like 2 weeks straight, I'll get one every other day where he wants me to like all those little, you know, pro staff ones he's for, you know, Jim's Knives, like Jim's Knives from the same guy that asked me to like his page 2 minutes ago. And I'm like, no way, man. Like, this is pathetic.
We talked a little bit about it. If you want to be successful and the limited success that we've had now, it's just be true to what you're doing.
Right.
Right. I think that that's probably the biggest takeaway that I have, not just for sponsors. We didn't even really go into how to get sponsors because
that's a whole nother episode.
Yeah, and there's so much to that. And we do have a great blog on that. I think that people should go to alleyesonfishing.com and read that.
I'll try to find it. I know I have it in our library. I just don't know if I've put it up yet.
Yeah, it's good. But I think really what it comes down to is not using social media to forward your avenue of what you're doing, and not just like everything, friend everything,
blasting it out,
blasting
there.
It out.
I mean,
we try to be specific, like to who we're sending it out to when we put a podcast out. We have a ton of charter fishermen or charter people that follow us or that we follow, a ton of like surf people. We don't. Mm-hmm. I'm not sharing a walleye thing to Sam Surf, but the reason why or whatever
Bass
it is,
Club Unlimited.
But
or, you know.
I followed them because they had a good article on fishing colors. So like when we did colors,
yes,
I put it out there, and of course they pick it up because it's relevant.
Or a podcast on Lowrance. Sure, I'll share it with the Bass guys because they all want to know how to run their Lowrances too. Perfect, mm-hmm. But it's not a that's why it's all eyes on fishing, not all eyes on walleyes, because we. I mean, I fly fish, love to fly fish, right? I mean, we can do other stuff. This is just what we talk about here. But that's a great example. I mean, mm-hmm. you're 100% right. Is you got to be true. You got to put out stuff that's genuine, you know? And
if you're just getting into this or you have your own page, to be successful, I think that that's one of the things mm-hmm. that you need to do.
Well, and I think it goes to kind of one of my biggest passions about fishing is helping other people
right.
be successful. And it's because I know the joy and happiness it gives me, you know, that feeling when I'm, you know, bringing in a fish yeah. and I outsmarted them, you know, whatever it is, seeing my kid catch one, my daughters, all that. Any way I can help somebody experience what fishing does to me, that's yep. that's
kinda,
why I
we
do this.
We kind of got some razzing at the beginning, too, when yep. we first started doing these podcasts and the blogs and just responding back in comments on Facebook is like, quit giving away all the secrets. Jeez, next thing you know, everybody's going to be fishing this spot. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for. We're here, like, our tagline is all eyes on fishing, leading you to the next level.
Right.
And we chose that for a certain reason, because we really want to market that, taking you to the next level, whatever that is.
Right.
And it's educational.
And whatever that's what your next level is, whether it be
learn how
going
to tie
from
a
catching
knot.
One fish a year or going to catch, you know, you go from catching fish consistently every day. Whatever your next level is, you know, we have this long level of stuff we can give you, and you pick and choose what helps you. You know, I mean, it's mm-hmm. not, that's why we do, well, that's why we do the Next Level podcast right on top mm-hmm. of it. That's because it's like, all right, not a lot of guys, you know, a lot of guys are like, I only have time for the shorter podcast. That's
perfect.
Fine. Perfect. But we have a lot of guys who are like, man, I would really like to hear more on this. Mm-hmm. No problem. Here you go. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so, all right, real quick before we wrap this one up, biggest pet peeves you see and why? And I'll go first, and it's ice fishing time. And it reminds me every year this time of year when you get
perch and crappie.
Yeah, well, that too. But when okay. you get somebody who catches a nice fish and they start recording their little Facebook post and they're pulling it out of the hole, right? And there's not a bait in its mouth. And I'm like, this is so staged. It's unbelievably stupid. And it happens over and over.
Really?
And
I buy over. It every time. I'm like, oh, that's a nice
one. Yeah, yeah, well, but see, that's the part where I'm like, is this garbage? Because one in particular, and it happens to be a female, and I have never seen her with anything that looks to be under 15 pounds, you know, or 10 if it's a walleye, 15 if it's a pike. I mean, she always is holding it. And then it starts to occur to me, like, is she changing clothes and taking a picture with the same fish or changing hats or something? Because, and everyone
he's
is
jealous.
Where, nah, everyone yeah. is where, you know, she's reaching into the hole and she's pulling it out and there's no line attached to the fish. So you're obviously didn't just catch it and you're pulling it out of the hole. Cause if you did, you caught it with your mind, you know? And so there's stuff
next
like,
level,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah. I was
she's
like,
I gotta
wow.
talk to that girl.
She's a Jedi up here. A Jedi fisherman. But so, I mean, it's
wouldn't that be
like
awesome
that.
Though to have like Aquaman powers and be like, come to the top of
yes
the that'd be awesome
stop
what's your pet what's your thing
you know it's really it's everybody bashing each other for keeping fish
yeah
you know sure we all have our own opinions but it's kind of like politics shut up
yeah
you know it is everybody's choice
right.
So that's my thing
yeah how about you Chauncey?
I don't know what I have.
Okay,
nothing.
Let's do
oh,
one.
Oh, whatever. You
what's your favorite thing
so we're
about
talking
the industry?
About, well, we're talking about the state of fishing. So where do you see it going? Is it? I think it's
going
to go.
I think it's going more social
all
media.
All social media.
I think, yes.
Yeah, I mean,
I think radio shows, TV shows, they'll have their niche.
Yeah.
But I think that the social media aspect is by far, it's because it's easy to do. Anybody can do it. And as long as you're putting something out that it's quality to a certain degree, it doesn't have to be studio quality, right, but something that's relevant and people find it educational and people find it entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Not jackass entertaining, just entertaining, yeah, to real. You're mm-hmm. acting
genuine.
Real.
I think yes. you have to be genuine. I think on social media, it gets sniffed out in a heartbeat if you're not genuine. You know, I think people just call you out like that.
You know, the things that probably drives me nuts the most is when people are like pimping their own product, whether that's their website or whatever sponsor, and they're like, "Hey, everybody, this is," and they're just all jazzed up.
You're game
like,
show.
No, dude, that's yeah. what it's like. I'm like, yeah. nobody is that excited to put on this new crankbait.
Yeah, dude. Have you ever used those DMF crawlers? I get pretty excited.
Yeah, but you're not like, "Hey, everybody, oh my God, I got these crawlers."
Yeah.
I mean, that drives me nuts. It's like, really? Maybe yeah. I just need to get more excited.
Yeah, I don't know. But you're right. I mean, it is.
It drives me nuts.
But again, genuine. I think the state of fishing is the closeness. We are very connected to a lot of our listeners, which is awesome, right? That's mm-hmm. the part that not only do we like, but that's the part we sell people on, like emails. We say it at the end of every episode. Emails, tell us what you think. You know, buy a hat. As we're talking, I got an email from a guy who just bought a hat, and it's like, "Ah, it's a little small. What can we do?" Sure, let's, you know, I mean, it's that kind of stuff. It's that kind of closeness where it's not a big something that we're not going to respond, but it's genuine. I mean, we all mm-hmm. try to respond with a genuine answer, you know, mm-hmm. And I think that's the key because...
Well, and doing the right thing. There's a lot of that. We could make more money, but it doesn't feel like the right thing to
right.
us, you know?
Right. It gets all commercial, and that's not what any of this is about, you know?
Not the way we see it. And there might be people out there that's your avenue. You're trying to make a living, so you become more commercialized. That's fine.
Yeah, I realized a long time ago I'm probably not going to make a living.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep selling trees.
Yeah, you're probably not going to make a living on TV. I promise you that.
Hey, you never know.
He's like, "You're right. You're so right." Wait a minute. Wait, what?
Well, I think we wrap this one up. This is kind of a different one. I'm sure we'll get a lot of comments on this, especially emails to alleyesonfishing@gmail.com. Tell us what you think. Also, we get a ton of requests, and this is another request.
Yes.
People want to know where we think the fishing industry is. We didn't even know what we were going to talk about when we started. We just called it State of Fishing and just started talking because the question was asked of us. So if you have those questions, make sure you send us an email. And then send out, let other people know about All Eyes on Fishing, you know, Facebook, Instagram, wherever that avenue, Podbean yep. for a podcast, things like that. And go to our website.
Yep.
I mean.
Yep, but don't be afraid. I think I guess the conclusion for this one, right? Don't be afraid to express yourself. Don't be afraid to promote this sport, because nowadays, I mean, all of us would have never thought we would have been on any sort of TV or media at all. Initially, except for maybe Mitch, he's posing in the mirror, but you know,
Brad's always been kind of a dream.
Brad's got a face only a mom can love, but you know, I mean, it's one of those things where I think now you can do a lot of stuff. So
yeah.
be genuine, promote it, but promote it right. You know, don't yeah. just go for a patch on your shirt.
That's right. Yeah. Well, from all of us at All Eyes on Fishing, like, thank you for your time and have a great one.
This has been All Eyes on Fishing. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to The Next Level. And you can hear longer podcasts and more information on all of your favorite topics. And check us out at alleyesonfishing.com for apparel, blogs, and other information. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. All Eyes on Fishing, leading you to the next level.